The sweetness of the air and the greenness of the leaves daunted him. Already on the walk from the station, the May sunshine had made him feel dirty and etiolated, a creature of indoors with the sooty dust of London in the pores of his skin. It occurred to him that till now she had probably never seen him in broad daylight in the open. They came to the fallen tree that she had spoken of. The girl hopped over and forced apart the bushes, in which there did not seem to be an opening. When Winston followed her, he found that they were in a natural clearing, a tiny, grassy knoll surrounded by tall saplings that shut it in completely. The girl stopped and turned.
"Here we are," she said.
He was facing her at several paces' distance. As yet, he did not dare move nearer to her.
"I didn't want to say anything in the lane," she went on, "in case there's a mic hidden there. I don't suppose there is, but there could be. There's always the chance one of those swine recognizing your voice. We're all right here."
He still had not the courage to approach her.
"We're all right here," he repeated stupidly.
"Yes. Look at the trees."
There were small ashes, which at some time had been cut down and had sprouted up again into a forest of poles, none of them thicker than one's wrist.
"There's nothing big enough to hide a mic in. Besides, I've been here before."
They were only making conversation. He had managed to move closer to her now. She stood before him, very upright, with a smile on her face that looked faintly ironical, as though she were wondering why he was so slow to act. The bluebells had cascaded onto the ground. They seemed to have fallen of their own accord. He took her hand.
"Would you believe," he said, "that till this moment I didn't know what colour your eyes were?"
They were brown, he noted. A rather light shade of brown, with dark lashes.
"Now that you've seen what I'm really like, can you still bear to look at me?"
"Yes, easily."
"I'm 39 years old. I've got a wife that I can't get rid of. I've got varicose veins. I've got 5 false teeth."
"I couldn't care less," said the girl.
The next moment, it was hard to say by whose act, she was in his arms. At the beginning, he had no feeling except sheer incredulity. The youthful body was strained against his own. The mass of dark hair was against his face. And yes, actually, she had turned her face up and he was kissing the wide red mouth. She had clasped her arms about his neck. She was calling him darling, precious one, loved one. He had pulled her down onto the ground. She was utterly unresisting. He could do what he liked with her. But the truth was that he had no physical sensation except that of mere contact. All he felt was incredulity and pride.